Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Jennifer Elliott joins us on the line now.
Hi Jennifer, welcome to Mind Food.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, we're going to talk with you today about metabolic syndrome. What is that?
Well, metabolic syndrome is not a disease. It's actually a convenient term used to explain a clustering of features. They often occur together in clinical practice. So the features basically are carrying weight around the middle, having high blood pressure, problems with blood sugar levels, either impaired glucose tolerance or type 2 diabetes, and high triglycerides and low HDL cholesterol. So those are the five common features, and someone's said to have metabolic syndrome if they have at least three of those.
Now tell me, is this growing out there in society? Is this a growing area?
Absolutely. It's estimated that a quarter of the population, so 25% of all Australians, are thought to have this problem.
Wow.
But it also becomes more common as we age. So other estimates are 40% of people over 40 and then 60% of people over 60. And I actually think it's just the tip of the iceberg.
And is that because we're getting a bit tireder and lazier as we get old? Or, you know, why do you think those high statistics?
Well, the underlying cause is now thought to be insulin resistance. And even though there's different theories as to what insulin resistance actually is, high insulin levels can result from the way people metabolise food, especially carbohydrate foods.
Your advice then is it that we need to become much more aware of what we're putting into our bodies and our diet much earlier on in our life?
The reason that I came to the understanding I have about metabolic syndrome was having a daughter with a weight problem, and she was diagnosed with insulin resistance at 14 years of age. She's now 27.
Mm.
So the research that I did helped me identify what was happening with her and what the treatment was. So we got onto that really early. Whereas I have clients that I see who have developed diabetes and they have problems with their sleep, their energy levels, blood sugar levels, and no matter what age, we've actually been able to improve that. In some cases, get their blood sugars back to normal and have them feeling like they should, with good energy levels, sleeping well, even moods, and all of that. And that's happened at some clients that I've had of, you know, 60 and 70.
Mm.
So it's really, to me, it's a matter of identifying this problem early.
So, Jennifer, when you're looking at identifying problems, is there a link between diabetes and this metabolic syndrome?
Yeah, absolutely. So it the problem with the insulin levels and the metabolizing carbohydrates can be identified at a much earlier stage before it's developed into those other problems with blood pressure and diabetes.
Mm.
And so that's the key to it. So using those five features is a very medical model of identifying and diagnosing metabolic syndrome. But the insulin resistance that leads to that can be identified much earlier through looking at where weight is gained, if it's around the middle, how moods are affected by it, so low moods and anxiety, excessive hunger, excessive tiredness, snoring, sleep apnea, even mouth breathing. There's a whole lot of signs that are usually evident very early on. For my daughter, I could now pick her, if I had the knowledge I have now, I would have picked her at about 5 years of age as having the precursor to this problem.
So how do people get tested? What's the process?
The medical test is to have a glucose tolerance test where they test insulin levels at the same time.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for joining us today on the program. Jennifer Elliott there, talking about metabolic syndrome to accompany her obesity article there. Very good advice. For more details, go on to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.